Hi Liz, greetings from New York. This is indeed very sad news about Bob. My commiserations to Heidi and your good self. Liz, I'm just thinking about Bob. I'm lying in bed. It's 1:30 afternoon, New York time. It's not that I'm lazy, it's just that I played 3 concerts last night, one after the other, finally finishing at 3 in the morning. And bed is, in any way, a radiophonic space. Bob was an everyday artist in the sense of not wasting words, and most of them tending to irony and understatement. And in a world of shit, let's face it, it's a good method of surviving. But underneath that modest exterior was a man of iron and a philosopher of great breadth and insight. I'm not alone in experiencing that. Like any artist would, he jumped into new technology with the joy of a child and the criticism of a sage. Working with new Mac computers required all the self-reliance of a steam engine driver with wheels constantly going missing. Bob was an artist of top caliber, and unlike many, was selfless in his application of skill and knowledge to all creative problems that came his way. Together with Heidi, he saw the future possibilities of the digital world for radio, and I remember many an evening where Bob would be working and smoking his rollies all the way through his various Macintoshes, putting the whole thing on Kuntz Radio online and that night, and fighting with the limitations of the technology as it then stood. ORF is, of course, ORF at the time was, of course, completely unaware of this medium of communication, although they now couldn't make a program without it. It's a strange world. And what a wonderful guy he was. Others will talk about Bob's vital contribution to the art of messing with telecommunications, but I'd just like to add a personal touch. He remained always, first and foremost, a visual artist. And when asked, he could turn his sensitive and versatile hands to sculpture, or indeed anything, I think. Still credited in the Rosenberg Museum are his 4 Liechtenstein violin-playing virgins, statuettes of perversity that highlight the age of shopping, which we appear still not to have left behind. Actually, the virgins, Bob, Adrian originals, no doubt, no less, are now in the front room in Australia, my front room in Australia, in boxes. I'm trying to figure out quite what to do with them. Anyway, he possessed a sense of humour and a strong satirical edge, just as all artists in this dysfunctional time of need must do. Bob was a paradigm of what it means to be an artist, and he was a great one. He has left a profound mark on all who knew and created with him. More from a life itself you cannot wish. I have very fond memories. Rest in peace, dear Bob. And this is from John Rose in New York on the 16th of October, 215.